Hello again, Audioboo. This is the 7th of November 2013. At about 9 o'clock, maybe a bit later, I don't know. And today has been a fairly good day. I got up about 8 o'clock to make my friend Janet, who stayed over, a cup of tea. She stayed over after the Keane concert and we just, played games and we woke up admitting to each other that we both still have the music, the Keane music going through our heads. By the way, I don't think the quality of the audio booze is that great. Apologies. Hope you still enjoy it anyway. But anyway, back to today. Yeah, I made her a cup of tea and then she had to leave. And I basically then made a few phone calls, booked my assistance for tomorrow's train travel. It's wacky because I can be this chatty person on Audioboo, but actually on the phone I'm very nervous. And very often I've actually made Gav do the phone calls for me out of fear. I think where the fear started from was that in the past, in my childhood, I don't know why, but I stuttered and stammered and swallowed some syllables, and for some reason my speech wasn't very clear. I'm thinking now that it could be the thyroid that did that, and now the thyroid's kind of under control, my speech has improved. So my fear of not being understood, of kind of sounding weird, and also a bit of a fear of, funnily enough, many of the call centre people have a very strong Scottish accent, or some kind of accent, which I'm struggling with. And the lady today had a Scottish accent, but I still managed to understand her and managed to place my call myself. So I'm doing it myself today, now, and I'm quite happy with that, I'm quite proud of that. So I've booked the assistance, I talked to college. I'm, as far as the computer repair goes, the IT department from my college have now temporarily put the keys back on, but it's not a great solution, which means I am going to take the offer that the guy, the computer guy, gave me this morning of getting a keyboard from the United States, which is £43, which is cheaper than a keyboard from here. It takes about 2 weeks to come, but at least until then I can sort of make do with the keys as they are now. The F6 key is still missing, but I don't use it as much, and as long as the R key and the Q key and the control key are somewhat working, which they are, sometimes they're slipping and it's hard to type with them, and it's not a great solution. So I'm thinking of I may have to squash my wireless keyboard into my backpack for college sometimes, especially if much typing is required. Speaking of college, it was actually quite a good time. I don't exactly know what it is about this course, whether it's me finding myself confidence or whether it is just because the psychology students are much more open than to my ideas and more open to include me, or maybe it's a bit of both. But I'm finding it easy to find my voice and to bring in ideas in the group work, and there's a lot of group work, group activities going on in psychology lessons. And I used to absolutely hate group work and hate presentations and little group activities in groups, and now, funnily enough, I'm actually enjoying it. I'm actually enjoying it more than when she just stands in front of the class and does PowerPoint presentations, which used to be my favourite things because I didn't have to do much then. So it was kind of weird how things are shifting for me, but they had created on Monday their top 10 studies that they think is what was important for our the first half of the term, that we were doing anomalistic paranormal psychology. And they had to present their top 10 in a creative way. Now, our teacher was kind of thinking of song or dance, but we were really, really reluctant to write a song, or we can't imagine doing a dance about studies about psychic mediumship and stuff. But I thought, well, maybe a game might be quite fun. Not a board game or anything, but I was first thinking of charades, but that would have been really difficult sometimes with some of the studies. So I said, well, maybe taboo. Now, I'm sure you guys know taboo, but let me explain it anyway. Normally, in taboo, you get a word or a name, and you have to describe the person or the word, but it's not that easy, because you're also given a few words that you're not to use. Let me give you an example. Let's say Usain Bolt, okay, the famous runner. But if you had to describe him in a game of taboo, you may get the card which says Usain Bolt, and you have to describe him, but on the card will also be words you are not to use, for example, running, athletics, Olympics, that kind of thing. And so you have to describe the person, so Usain Bolt in this case, without using these words. So it would be, this person is world famous, a very sporty person from Jamaica who recently yet again won a very world famous trophy or victory, or you know, something like that. And that's that is quite broad terms, so we'd have to narrow it down somehow, so it's quite difficult. But so anyway, you have to do that, and we did that with the studies. And actually, they really liked that idea. So we then proceeded to do the cards and do the words we were not to use about the studies and the psychologist, and that was actually really fun. Sadly, I won't be there to present it with them tomorrow because I'm travelling, and yeah. But at least I've put my own ideas in. Yeah, I am travelling tomorrow, and I talked to my teacher. I said, look, I really don't want to look like I'm skiving. But I am travelling. I'm probably travelling by myself, and I've not been to that place before, and I would really prefer to arrive before it's dark, because obviously it is near winter, and it does get dark quite early. And you know what, lately I want to slap my wrist for worrying, because I worry about everything and anything, and then it's turning out to be nothing to worry about at all. She was completely understanding about it, which was brilliant. The other thing I was worried about was not passing the test we did on Monday, and I did. Now, I could have done better, but I was one of seven who passed, bearing in mind the class has about 25 people. So it's a bit scary what the class is up to. But anyway, that's not my business. I've passed. Anyway, so college went good, it went well, and then I came home. And we went to Waitrose. Now, Waitrose is what we would call the posh supermarket here in the UK. And yes, it is somewhat posh and it is somewhat more expensive, but it is a different experience shopping in Waitrose than shopping in Tesco's, because the aisles are wider. It's much quieter in there. And the cafe is quite nice, actually. You have a Waitrose card, you can get one free drink per day, which is actually quite nice. especially on a cold day like this one. So I had a nice skinny latte. And then we went shopping, and then we came home, and been kind of relaxing ever since, packing my bag for the weekend. I'm looking forward to the weekend. I will talk about that more on the weekend. Anyway, I think that is about everything I can think of right now. Like I said, I will probably audiobook again this weekend at some point when opportunity allows. I will talk to you then.